بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. A delegation of people comes to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in what is known as Aamul Wufud, the year of delegations. And these people were in such a hurry to see the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they all rushed with their clothes as they were in the state that they were in, having traveled from very far. They rushed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state, except for one of them. So he took his time, he took a bath and cleaned himself up, looked a bit more presentable, and then went to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him that what is it that delayed you? And he said that, look, I wanted to make myself presentable before I came in front of you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ فِيكَ لَخَصْلَتَيْنِ يُحِبَّهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ يُحِبُّهُمَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Indeed, in you there are two things that the Messenger and Allah love. So the man asks, وَمَا هُمَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ. And what is it that these two qualities are, O Messenger of Allah? قَالَ هُمَا الْحِلْمُ وَالْأَنَاهُ. He says that clemency and cautiousness, taking it easy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that these two qualities are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. We find ourselves many a times in a situation where we want to hurry. We are in a rush. And the reason is because we were created with that hastiness within us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَدْعُوا الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ. And the human being, he asks for something evil whilst he thinks he is asking for something good. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. And human beings are ever most hasty. They are hasty in their actions. And a man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعْجَلْ. You will be answered to. You will be answered in your prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so long as you are not hasty in that dua of yours. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explains that the man says, da'awtu wa da'awtu falam yustajabli. I asked and I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He never gave me, He never responded. That is being hasty in your dua. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, they were well known for having been calm individuals, slow individuals, cautious in their actions. They didn't hasten to do something. They thought before they did something. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. It is because of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you that you are lenient with them. If you were harsh and difficult, they would have turned away from you. Meaning you were easy going with them. You were slow in your reaction to them. You didn't hasten to be harsh with them. But there are certain instances from the sunnah and from the time of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam in which we find that they were hasty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanded them for this. You find that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he goes quickly in front of his people to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's moving with his people. And he rushes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he gets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he gets to the meeting point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to address him, he says, Allah asks him,
وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَ هُمْ أُولَاءِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِي وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَىٰ.
He says, what is it that made you hasten from your people, O Musa? He says, they are close, they are on my footsteps. And I rush to you so that you may be happy with me, O Allah. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say?
قال فإنا قد فتنا قومك من بعدك وأضلهم السامري.
He says that indeed we tested your people and Samiri has misguided them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reprimanding him. Look, you've left your people alone. What happened? As soon as you left them, Samiri misguided them. You were supposed to stay with them and come with them. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reprimanding Musa alayhi salatu wa salam for being hasty once again. And Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, he leaves his people because he called them for a very long time, telling them, come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship only Allah, don't associate partners with him. And he got tired. He reached a point where he realized these people, they are not going to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he left, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the scene for us.
وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَن لَّن نَّقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ.
And the man of the fish, the one of the fish, he left his people and he left them angry. So he thought that we would not decree anything upon him. We would not decide to command something upon him.
فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ.
So there he was asking in the darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he left his people before he had permission. Immediately he was in the belly of the whale. It is literally as though it is immediate. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it. What is the lesson to myself and yourself? Don't rush. Think. Take a moment. Take your time. And then decide and move. And this is why the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La aqla ka tadbiri. There is no brain and intelligence like a person who sits and plans, thinks of what I should do in order to get to such and such a place. You see, one of the places where we lose a lot by being hasty is when we give talaq. One of the things that is allowed in Islam but is disliked is talaq. Many people, whilst they are angry in a state, all of a sudden, hey, I divorce you. You should not do that. Why? Because you will regret it later. You are angry. Al-ghadabu awwaluhu junoonun wa akhiruhu nadam. That anger, the first part of it is madness. You get mad. You lose your mind. And then the end of it is regret. So you find that a man comes to you and says, I divorced my wife 3 times. It's over, brother. Why did you do something like that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
الطلاق مرتان.
Talaq is twice.
فَإِمْسَاكٌ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ.
So either you hold with goodness or you let go with goodness. You either hold with goodness or let go with goodness. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say twice? Because, or thrice, you've got to give that talaq for it to be irrevocable, where you cannot go back to the woman. Because he's giving you a chance. One time you've had a chance. Twice you've had a chance. Now the third time, we know that you don't want to go back to this person. But what happens today? We give a talaq 3 times in a row and then we want to come and ask for a fatwa. Please allow this to happen, Sheikh. You know, I made a mistake here. Why didn't you think before you made that mistake? Why didn't you walk away from the situation? You know, one of the reasons why a woman is meant to stay with you after you give her the first talaq and the second talaq. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a chance that get together once again with her. You are not allowed to engage in intimacy in that period. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a chance. Think about what you've done. Do you really want to continue in this manner? And you naturally start to think, perhaps let me give it another chance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us chance and chance again. But what do? We hasten and we destroy all of that. We disregard all of it. So take your time when it comes to talaq. In our salah, we should also take our time. How many times do we see people coming and they, Allahu Akbar. Next thing, Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That is not salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees a man performing salah in this manner in the masjid, and he says, irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Return, for indeed you have not performed your salah. Return and perform salah again and repeat it, because you have not performed your salah. If you don't stand long enough for all of your bones to come into their place in salah, then your salah is not counted. And one of the places that many of us disregard is between the two sajdas. Between the two sajdas, we want to rush. One sajda, we hardly up and we back down into the next sajda. Don't do that. Take your time. Take a moment, Rabbi ghfirli, then go into the next sajda. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually tells this man, irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. You didn't perform salah. What kind of a loss would it be for us if we have to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we've performed that salah, but we haven't actually performed it. We haven't received the reward of it. What the difference between a salah that is fast and one that is slow is 1 or 2 minutes. 1 or 2 minutes. We can spend hours on our phone, but we can't give those 2 minutes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take our time whilst performing our salah. There is a man who was told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go to Banu al-Mustaliq. And he was told that when you get there, go and collect the zakah. These people were new to Islam. And when the man went to Banu al-Mustaliq, as he approached, these people were so happy to give their zakah, they came out in their custom, dress and tradition with their swords. So he saw these people coming out with their swords and he said, they don't want to give zakah. He decided in his mind that they want to fight me and kill me off. So he returned quickly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, where's the zakah? He says, look, these people, they came out, they were ready to kill me. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sends a group of people, Khalid ibn al-Walid and a few others, and says that go to them and see what is going to happen. See what they do. If they fight you, fight them. If they don't fight you, leave them. So before Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu reached the place that they were staying at, their dwellings, they actually came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said that, you know, what happened? There is a man who came to us, but he returned. He left hastily. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them. They resolved the matter and the issue. They realized that there was actually no animosity or hatred from these people. They were just coming out in happiness as a celebration of them giving that zakah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals verses. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. O you who have believed, if a corrupt person comes to you with news, then find out, lest you may assume the worst of a people, or you may ignorantly harm a people and you become regretful of that which you did. You see how this situation could have blown up into a war of Muslims against Muslims. Because a man came back and he was hasty in giving news. Hey, these people, this is what they did. The least he could have done was to come back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the most he could have done was to come back and say, look, I saw this is what they did, and leave it at that. Rather than telling him that I think they want to kill us, they've left Islam. So today, how do we bring that into our lives? When you receive some news on your phone, then don't be hasty to click that button and just share it. That news may be false, it may be fake, it may not even be exactly as it is today. There are programs that people use to put people's pictures together and make videos. Subhanallah. They make a video of the person as though he is speaking, yet we don't know whether that person actually uttered those words or not. So don't be hasty to forward something that you don't even know the truth of. It can actually lead to a lot of problems, not only for yourself, but for the entire community and for the entire ummah at times, because today the world is a global village. We are living in a global village where something happens here today, the news is there on the other side of the world within seconds. Within seconds. So make sure you know what you are sharing is correct and true. That is part of not being hasty in your affairs and matters. Lastly, we come to what is known as rizq, sustenance. A person is granted rizq and he is given rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written rizq for every one of us sitting here today, for all of the ummah, for all of human beings. The rizq has been written for them, let alone human beings, even animals. But what happens? A person is hasty. He keeps trying and making an effort until he does that which is haram, and he receives it from the wrong door. He receives it from the wrong door. So he puts haram money into his pocket, he feeds himself with haram money, and his life becomes haram solely because he was hasty. And you know, amazingly, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu had a beggar once knock on his door. And this beggar asked him for some money. What did he do? He went to the back of the house, and when he came back, the beggar was gone and the bridle of his horse was also gone. So he took it and he ran away. He stole it. So Ali radiallahu anhu, he tells his servant, look, this money that I was going to give him, take it and go and buy a bridle from the marketplace. So he goes and he buys a bridle from the marketplace and he comes back to Ali radiallahu anhu. So Ali radiallahu anhu is touching it, he looks at it and he says, كَأَنَّهُ هُ. It is as though it is the same bridle that I was, you know, that he stole. So this man could have taken that money with halal if he had just waited a few moments, just a few moments for Ali radiallahu anhu to return. But what happened? He took it with haram by stealing it, and at the end of the day, he got that same money. So your rizq is written for you. It's written for you and it will come to you to the extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِلَّمْ تَطْلُبْ رِزْقَكْ طَلَبَكَ رِزْقُكْ. That if you do not seek your rizq and your sustenance will seek you. Allahu Akbar. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to be cautious, to be slow and easy going. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.